at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, we're going to be talking today about demonic pain and managing it. Let's go ahead and pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation, but continue towards your Son and help us just to have a very clear picture of what's going on in the Spirit, so that we may more perfectly advance your will and not be confused and deceived by Satan. We love you so much, and we ask for all these prayers in Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so this is going to be a teaching talking about what would be a form of demonic persecution. It's not, before I start though, I want to make it very clear, it's not a teaching pertaining to plagues, okay, or infirmities due to sin. They're very different, and I want to make that extremely clear, because unfortunately I have come across instances where people deceive themselves because they have sin and they don't want to deal with it and just repent and have that cleansed, okay, so they can start to begin to heal and recover and things like that. What they'll do is lie to themselves, okay, and deceive themselves and say that it's, you know, persecution or it's this or it's that. This is not a teaching pertaining to that. And I want to make that extremely clear. It's just talking about someone who's truly walking in the Word of God, holiness and righteousness, okay, and is experiencing a form of demonic persecution. They are not the same thing. And then just very briefly to give an example of what I'm talking about in terms of a plague or an infirmity brought on by God, okay? We see this in John chapter 5. It says, a certain man was there which, I'm starting at verse 5, sorry. A certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole, okay? And after he heals him, you see here at verse 14, he says, afterward, Jesus findeth him, and after he has healed him, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Okay? So clearly this infirmity is brought on by sin. Things like plagues, okay, infirmities and such that are brought on by sin are removed and cleansed, okay, just by repentance in the blood of Jesus Christ. You see this with the plague of the firstborn in Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, and it says, and the blood shall be for you for a token upon the houses where ye are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt, okay? Things like plagues, infirmities that are brought on by God, okay, to get a person to repent, those are healed through repentance, okay, and the washing and cleansing of the blood. And then in some cases, you know, prayer for healing, or if, you know, depending on the situation, someone who has a gift of healings, each situation is different. This is not a full teaching on that. I'm talking about something else, but I just want to go over that very briefly before I start talking about demonic persecution, so the two don't get mixed up, okay? They're very different. Okay, so now that that's cleared up, I'm going to move on to this teaching. Okay, this is Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 11. It says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for ye wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then this is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. It says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And then this is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting by verse 30. This apostle Paul speaking says, "And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicings, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived, evil communication corrupts good manners." I'm trying to outline these scriptures, okay, to help any sister that may be suffering from a form of demonic persecution, understand just, you know, from the Word of God what's going on so that she won't be confused when these things happen, okay? You also see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, where the Apostle Paul's trying to, you know, reason with the Corinthians, and he talks about his suffering for the gospel. And I'll start off at verse 24. It says, "Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. At night and in the day I have been in the deep. And journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils by the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and in cold and nakedness." Okay. So what I'm trying to explain is, you see in the scriptures that the Apostle Paul, he talks about spiritual forces, okay? Like the scripture in Ephesians there. You hear him talk about these powers, okay? And then you also hear him talk about, like, the scripture I just read, the deep, okay? When you look at scripture, the deep can mean many things, okay? It can mean water, but it can also mean a spiritual place as well, the deep, okay? Like a place of deep darkness, okay? And then you see how he's talking about fighting with beasts. He could be referring to men as beasts, but he could also be talking about spirits, okay? And then, you know, also about how he says that, you know, if you're living godly, you will suffer persecution. The reason why I'm talking about this is because I'm going to share with you my own testimony. When the Lord had called me to begin a regular routine for the gospel of prayer and fasting, I became really, 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 really sick when I would do it and obey, where it was really very hard to finish, okay? And I started to get these extremely painful headaches also too, okay? And just different types of pain also too, down like my back and in my body, okay? Now, I wasn't really sure what was going on. I just knew the Holy Spirit told me to keep going, but it was hard. It was very hard. I had known from fasting before that sometimes it can cause headaches, but it was very strange the way that it would happen, because I had often at times even sometimes fasted longer and not felt such pain before. I didn't really understand what was going on. And just to give you an honest depiction, okay, I'm not trying to like show off or anything like that. It's actually kind of a funny story though. But I'm being honest, okay. I have just kind of a naturally high threshold for pain. It's nothing that, you know, I did. I'm not trying to like glorify myself, because that's just how God made me. I mean, you can't make yourself. I mean, I guess you could, I don't know. But I didn't try to make myself like have a high pain tolerance or anything like that. It just kind of happened once when I was a young, I don't know how old I was, but a young child, probably younger than 5 or something like that, not really able to speak yet. I had cut my stomach open my mom didn't know anything because I didn't cry until she came into the room and she turned me around and she saw my t-shirt was like covered in blood. You know, as a mother would, she had a heart attack. But she always would tell me that. And then again, when I had my when our little girl was born, I had a C-section, and after the C-section was finished, you know, you go into the hospital for recovery and stuff. I didn't take any pain medication. It's not because I didn't, like, want to, or I was trying to be tough or anything. I just, they asked me, and I said, no, thank you. Not during the C-section. I was medicated then, but I'm talking about afterwards, once the surgery was over and they took me into a room to recover. I didn't take any pain medication, and I didn't know that that was abnormal. I just said no thank you, because I believe that pain has a purpose, because for me personally, I don't like to be, like, you know, numb, because I believe that that's helpful. Like, for example, if I move my body in a certain way and I feel pain, then I know, oh, I probably shouldn't do that. That area of my body is still healing. Let it heal. And I'm not going to do that until I stop feeling the pain, so that it can, you know, so that it can heal. So I believe pain has its purpose. It lets me, my body, it's a way for the Lord to let me know what's going on inside of my body, what needs to, you know, be avoided, so to speak. But anyways, and I'm saying this once again, the story, just to illustrate sometimes how severe these, so that you can know, and I'm not being a false witness, I'm not lying or anything, I'm being honest, so that I can illustrate sort of the severity of how these demonic attacks can become extremely painful. Anyways, and I didn't know that was abnormal until one of the nurses, she was really quite funny because she was so uncomfortable with me not taking any pain medication, and she tried to talk me into it. And it was really funny. I ended up taking some just because I was making her so uncomfortable with not taking it, because she was just so surprised that I guess I wasn't taking it. I don't know. So I kind of just took it because I was like, okay, I'm calling too much attention to myself. You know, I'm kind of uncomfortable with the situation. I'll just go ahead and take it, you know, so it's not that, so it's not such a big deal anymore. It was really funny. She's sweet. She's a cute lady. But anyways, so I just kind of naturally have a very high tolerance for pain. It's nothing, like I said, that I did. It's just, you know, God makes us different. Some of us, you know, all of us are different. But that's something that he, you know, had done. You know, I'd do random things like be filing my nails and draw blood, and I didn't mean to. Just I didn't feel any pain when I was, you know, filing, and I wasn't paying attention. I looked down, my, you know, and I'm bleeding. I'm like, oh goodness, I better pay closer attention. So anyways, what I'm trying to illustrate is not, you know, I'm not someone that kind of, you know, will cry very easily when it comes to pain. I'm not, like I said, trying to be tough or anything like that. I'm just being honest. That's how God made me, because I want to illustrate sometimes the severity of how painful that these attacks can come, okay? So going back to us talking about, I wanted to, so as I was obeying the leading of the Holy Spirit to fast, I would become extremely sick and have these pains, primarily in my head. And I didn't understand what was going on, but I just knew that being led of the Spirit, that I needed to keep going. So I did, and I didn't know, you know, because I want to make this really clear, because I don't want any sister that's going through something like this, okay, to be in a place of deception, thinking that, you know, somehow, like, God is doing that to her or something. But I just knew something was wrong, because it was weird, the timing of it and things like that. And I didn't know what was causing it, but I got the sense through the Holy Spirit that there was a spirit giving me problems. And then later on, as I began to continue to grow in the Lord, the Holy Spirit began to open my eyes to see in the Spirit. So I would, you know, see things from time to time. And sure enough, there was, I saw a full-blown devil there. And I would know, because when I would see it come, and it would, you know, it would attack me and things like that. And then it would, you know, leave. Then sure enough, later on that whole day, I would get, honestly, like I said, I don't want to exaggerate, but one of the most excruciating headaches, just really, really bad, and then shooting down my back, where it, you know, not to exaggerate, but to be honest, where it really felt like someone was driving a knife into my skull. It'd be very, very, very painful, okay? But it wouldn't be consistent. It would be, you know, during those times, and the Lord would lead me to pray and fast, because I'd be, you know, at those times I'm interceding for people and, you know, just whatever the Lord put upon my heart to pray for. And there would be the temptation just to go and, you know, eat something, okay, just to make the pain stop, basically to quit my fast, okay? Now, I can say by God's grace I don't, but I want to explain to any sister that may be going through something like this, how to overcome things like that and what is really going on, okay? I've heard about this from other people too, other sisters in the Lord, and then also other people in the ministry where they get just really severe pain, okay? And I want to emphasize the word pain because, like, for example, with me, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm fine and healthy, but I would just have these onsets of, honestly, it'd be like excruciating pain. It would really be very difficult, very, very hard to get through. But the Lord carries me through it, and the goal is just to hurt me, I guess. You know what I mean? Like he says there, you know, all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And there are spiritual dark forces that, like the Bible says, that go around, and they can come after you if you are doing something that is making a problem for them in the spirit. But if you don't see what is actually taking place in the spirit, but the Holy, you get the sense that the Holy Spirit's letting you know to keep going, that, you know, the Lord, you know, wants you to do what you're doing. You need to finish, you know, and it, even though it can be very hard, because I went through, I'll tell you the truth. I did finish, thankfully, in the beginning parts, but it was like, the second that the time for that fast was to come to an end, I would like run and go eat something, you know, just to stop feeling like I was, because I would feel so sick, just really sick. And I was like, let me just put something in my belly so that I could stop feeling so sick, you know. But God is good. That's changed, thankfully. But anyways, because when you do humble yourself, when the Holy Spirit is calling you to humble yourself with prayer and fasting to advance his will, and he's telling you to pray and fast for something, that carries a lot of weight in the spirit because it's private and nobody sees that, okay? And so you do need to be aware that there will be, if you are doing what God wants you to do and you are fasting and you are advancing his will, you're going to have this type of, I'm not saying you're going to, but you need to be prepared to have this type of onset of physical attacks, okay? So they don't take you by surprise and you think maybe something's wrong or you know, are you doing what God wants? Just because all this confusion can take place when you're in those states, because when these spirits attack, they don't only attack physically, but they also attack in the spirit with, you know, those fiery darts to try and confuse you and persuade you to stop, okay? And you'll know, because if you do stop, then you'll feel it within your heart. You'll be like, oh, I didn't do it. And I really, you know, you feel like something was stolen from you inside, you know, within your heart, like you lost something, you know, and you want to have that faith to keep going. Even though it is hard, you need to know that God is with you and he's going to strengthen you and he'll get you through it. And I just want to share with any sister that's listening who may be experiencing things like that. First of all, you need to know what's going on, okay? If this is happening to you, you know, it's not your imagination. It's not, you know, if it is a spirit, you know what I mean? You know, you need to be aware that you could be perfectly healthy and there's nothing wrong with you, but it's just that these things come because you're being attacked, and that the attack is meant to get you to stop, okay? And it's they don't like what you're doing, okay? And that, you know, it can be very, it can be less painful and it can be more painful. It could go, you know, through a range. I'm not saying that every attack is going to be severely painful, okay? It could be more mild depending, you know, on, you know, just the situation, whatever, you know, the Lord allows with that person at that time. But you do need to know that and not be surprised, especially if the pain does become extremely severe, because it's Satan. I mean, he's evil, so he's, you know, you look at the image, you know, of the beast here, Which, once again, I'm not trying to frighten any sister or anything like that, but you need to have a realistic, you know, Jesus says calculate the cost, okay? You have a realistic understanding and expectation of what you're up against when you do set out, okay? Especially if he's calling you with prayer and fasting. It could be other things, though. I'm not saying just prayer. You could probably have these attacks. You know, if you're doing anything, you know, that the Lord wants you to do, you can experience things like this, okay? If you're truly walking in the Spirit and doing something that's according to the will of God, you can experience something like that. I've seen a lot, though. I just get it from, I've heard it often from ladies when they set their heart to pray and fast for something. So I've heard it from multiple places. But this is Daniel chapter 7, verse 7. It says, this is Daniel, and when he's having a vision of the last beast. It says, after this I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth, and it devoured and break in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, in that it had 10 horns. And then he goes on to talk about it. But just that way that, depiction in the spirit, you know, you're up against Satan. Okay. Now, I'm not saying this once again, okay, to, in any way, shape or form deter any sister from, you know, doing, you know, the will of God. Okay. But this is, you know, this is what Jesus does. This is Luke chapter 14, starting at verse 27, says, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Thus happily, after he have laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Okay? Because when you set out to do this, you need to know what you're likely to expect so that you can finish. Okay? That's the goal, is to finish. Okay? Because especially with prayer and fasting, I've seen, good grief, I don't know. I can't even, well, you can remove mountains with that. I mean, if you're really doing it according to the will of God, not as a hypocrite, like he talks about showing people, but privately between you and the Lord where nobody knows, you know what I mean? In that secret place, right? And this is Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 16. It says, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. For they say unto you, they have the reward. But when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So that type of heart is what I'm talking about with fasting, you know what I mean? And you really will need to anoint your head, you know, with oil. I'm not talking about like, but you know, but just as led of the Spirit, like you're going to need to like pull it together, especially if you start getting attacked like this, because just being very quiet a lot of times, walking away into a quiet place, you know, sometimes when it starts to get really painful, and have that time to sort of keep praying and then get the strength to keep going and not, you know, call attention to yourself, you know what I mean? Because that, you know, you don't want to lose those rewards, because it's between you and the Lord and it's very private. So you don't want to be calling attention to yourself, of course. But I'm telling you, I've just seen, I don't know, like that's like a full loaded shotgun in the spirit. I'm going to tell you the truth, praying and fasting, in secret, you can move mountains with that stuff. It's really such a wonderful gift. And it's so great too, because it doesn't really require anything. You don't have to be like, have any certain giftings in the spirit or have any certain, or do anything. It's just like, I just love that, because it's one of those things that anybody can do at any different measure. You know, once again, you can fast, you know, for an hour, You know, if you're really hungry, you know, push back a meal, or you can go on an extended water fast. I just really love that we are granted to have that resource where when you're suffering and you're going through something, or you really, you know, are designed to see a change, like you can really take those prayers up a notch, you know what I mean, with fasting. I love that. I'm so very grateful for the gift of, you know, prayer and fasting. It's really nice because it also, too, is a great way to purge. I don't want to get off the subject, you know, and just ask the Father to, like, cleanse you deep and inwardly, you know what I mean, and wash you and reveal secret sins to you. Just get really nice and clean and squared away inwardly, you know what I mean? I really like it. I'm so grateful for it. But then going back to that, and then here this is Luke. I just wanted to share this one verse, too. Chapter 14, verse 34, it says, "Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned?" You know, so it's having that when you are, you know, and you have that salt in yourself, you know what I mean? And you really are, and you are shining that light, and you really are, you know, you need to, you know, have that realistic expectation of what you're going to encounter. Because once again, I don't want to frighten any sister off or scare them or anything, but what I'm trying and hoping to do is, first of all, give an honest depiction of what you're going to be up against so that you'll be able to finish. Because if you rest in Christ, okay, if you know that these things are going to happen, or if you are now aware that they have been happening to you, the way that the Lord led me to get through them, okay, is just to really humble my heart deep, deep, deep and inwardly and ask the Father, you know, for power and strength to be able to finish, okay? And then deep, 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 deep inside my heart, nothing doubting, believing, okay, that I will finish. Having faith, okay? And just faith in Christ. There's certain times, and I'll be honest, where the pain does get so, it hurts. It just hurts. It's very painful. But deep within my heart, you know, I just believe in Christ Jesus. You know, I just believe in him, okay? Who he is, his character, the God-man, Christ Jesus. I just say, I believe in you, Jesus. I believe in you, okay? And that alone gives me the strength to continue, okay? And to finish. And it can be hard, especially if you're a mother, you know what I mean? You got kids. And, you know, or you have things to do, you know what I mean? But then you hear the Holy Spirit call you just to rest, maybe lay down for a little bit, close your eyes. I've had him do that with me as well when it starts to get so painful, or when I start to really get sick. And then also, too, now I think about, yeah, it can happen at any time, because now I'm thinking about it's happened also, too, when I wasn't fasting. It does, a lot of times what happens during prayer, though. But then again, we're called to be in continual prayer, you know what I mean? So that can, so that's kind of a continual thing for me, but it's prayer. But when, you know, let me give you a verse for that. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. It says, "Pray without ceasing." And then this is Romans chapter 12, verse 12. It says, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer." And then John chapter 15. Well, go to verse 4. It says, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing." Okay, so just going with those scriptures and you know, talking about when being instant in prayer and continuing in prayer and praying without ceasing, because prayer is so important. But going back to those attacks, you know, just having faith and knowing that that is more important, to be honest with you, because you, as especially as if you have just a lot on your plate and a lot to do, you can feel like, well, good, I have to do this, I gotta do that. But if the Holy Spirit's calling you just to lay down for a moment, humble yourself in prayer, you know, go face down and just you know, curl up in a ball if you need to, and just rest in Him and pray and connect and abide in Him so that you can get through and not quit. You know, you need to listen to Him and do as you're told, you know what I mean? And obey that, you know what I mean? Because there's so much comfort I found in those places when the pain does get, or whatever it is that you know, is afflicting me, gets so overwhelming. Just resting in Him, just curling up in a, like a ball, you know what I mean? And being hidden, you know, in the Holy Spirit, just being hidden in Christ and just waiting until, you know, it passes so that I can have power and strength to get up and keep going. Or at other times, you know, when I am going and I'm in the situation, just believing in Christ with my whole heart, just believe. There's so much power in just believing in Jesus. You know what I mean? Just, you know, it's not even that complicated. You know, I don't even do anything, say anything, just believing in Him in your whole heart, you know, then all of a sudden it's like I get this power to keep going. The pain doesn't necessarily go away. The pain is still there, but somehow, you know, by the grace of God, it's like Peter on the water. I just see Christ and I'm able to keep going, and the pain just becomes very outwardly, okay? And I'm strengthened to be able to finish. So I just pray that that's helpful for any sister that, you know, may be experiencing something like that. And I just exhort any sister, if you do go through things like that, you know, don't quit, you know, and then also too, you know, there is something that happens too over time. I want to also share that. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. He says, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Crucifying your flesh on a regular basis also too strengthens that. And fasting is a way to crucify your flesh already anyways. So it's really good. Because what I want to also to explain is that with time, okay, if you're faithful and are able to keep going and not quit and to finish, you know what I mean? It gets easier, okay? I'm not saying that the pain gets easier, but what happens is you become stronger and you have more power to overcome it. So it just becomes more detached from you. You still feel it. I don't want to paint, or at least I do anyways, I don't want to paint a false picture, you know what I mean, and deceive anybody. I want to be honest. I still feel it, okay? But what happens is it doesn't get me inwardly, and it doesn't have the power to control what I do, okay? So I'm able to withstand it, like he says, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. I've got all this strength and power, and it just feels like I'm wearing it sort of like a coat, rather than it being a part of me, is the only way I can explain it. So then I have the strength to finish. Because I will say this, if you do start encountering a lot of demonic attacks, it's probably a very good indication that what you're praying and fasting for is important and you need to finish. You know what I mean? When you start to see these things happen, you know, you need to be aware that it's probably because you're doing something that really, you know, is very, you know, threatening. It's the only way I can explain it, I guess, to the kingdom of darkness, which means it's great for us, okay? It's great for our kingdom. And I will add one more thing. For any sister that is praying fast, add me and my family, please, to your prayers, okay? Add that in there, because I value that quiet secret that nobody knows, prayer and fast. I'll take that any day. And Dragon Slayer Ministries to your prayers, please, because I treasure that. That holds a lot of weight, and I really value that. So keep me and my family and the Dragon Slayer Ministries all together in your prayers, please. Thank you. Just that, you know, the God's will be fully fulfilled, you know, through us, you know what I mean? And that we may be mighty and strong to advance the hand of God and overcome all of the snares of Satan, and glorify God as much as is possible, you know, because we love Him, and as we all do. He's a good Father. He's so great. Thank you. Thank you, Daddy. We love you. But I do exhort any sister, you know, if you encounter resistance like that, don't quit, okay? God is with you, okay? You'll get through it, okay? And also know, too, that what you're going through is not an isolated instance. It happens to me. I've heard it happen to other sisters in the Lord, and other also to brothers in the ministry. You know, so it's you know, we're one body, okay? So be strengthened and be encouraged and have faith and believe in Jesus and keep going and don't quit and don't let the devil push you around, even though it hurts. And I know it hurts, okay? You know, because, you know, like I've shared with you, I understand. But it's a good thing. It's important what you're doing, and it's valuable, and you want to finish, okay? You really do want to finish, okay? And then also, too, for any sister that might have this question, why not just take authority over it, right? It's a devil. From what I've seen, I can't. I'm not going to say you can't. Each situation is different, but you need to be aware if the Holy Spirit's telling you it's persecution, and it's a good thing. It's actually an honor to be persecuted like that. You have to just endure it, because that's what I thought. And Lord knows I'm sure. You know, I wasn't sure, and I was trying to take it. The thing won't go anywhere. You know, that's, you know, it's persecution. It's different than something stepping out of its place, or, you know, or something different, you know, it's a different type of circumstance that, you know, we're Christians. We get persecuted as part of, you know, just like, you know, as they did to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so will they do to us. You know what I mean? So it's just part of, that's just what I got from the Spirit. And that's what I saw, because it wouldn't work. The thing has, you know, a right to be there, because it has a right to persecute me. Why? I'm an enemy, you know, of this place. And so he gets me through it. And then once the attack is done, then yeah, I tell the thing going to go. But it's just, I guess what I'm trying to explain is that, at least from what I've seen, I'm not able to, the Holy Spirit hasn't led me to use my authority in preventing the attacks, but to use my authority just to kind of get it to go away once everything's over. And then a good example of this from Scripture is Matthew chapter 4. This is where Jesus is being tempted of Satan when he is after his fast. And this is verse 10. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So he, like, kind of tells him to leave once everything is done. So anyways, I pray that that's helpful. And if any sister has any questions, as always, you know, all the contact information is there on the webpage. And, you know, we love you, and blessings in Christ.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal